Netanyahu's coronavirus hacks, namaste instead of handshakes. By Deborah Danon on March 8, 2020. Tel Aviv, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has suggested some creative measures aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus, including advising Israelis to adopt the namaste pose traditionally used by Indians instead of Western handshakes and mobilizing teenagers, who he claims are not afflicted by the virus, to disinfect railway and bus stations. Netanyahu himself already stopped shaking hands some weeks ago during the campaign trail in the run-up to last week's election. On Wednesday, Israel announced a series of dramatic new measures to curb the outbreak, including restricting entry to and from certain European nations and banning large gatherings. At a press briefing at the Health Ministry, Netanyahu said Israelis must take great care with personal hygiene, including refraining from shaking hands, which he admitted was contrary to human nature and contrary to our nature as a society and a nation. "I take it upon myself to be the first to tell you to simply refrain from shaking hands, as I am doing. There is no choice," he said. "You can adopt the Indian practice, you can say namaste, or you can say shalom. But find the way, anyway, to avoid shaking hands," he added. On Saturday, he said that he was considering extending the school vacation for the Jewish holiday of Purim. Israeli schoolchildren are on vacation from Monday to Wednesday. "It must be understood that the pandemic is not afflicting children or teenagers. Thank God, there has not been one instance that we know of," said Netanyahu in a statement. "We must disinfect public installations," he added. "This virus is sensitive to bleach and we must act in an orderly way to disinfect railway stations, bus stations, etc. To this end, over the vacation period, which may be extended, I will mobilize teenagers, both in schools and in youth movements, in a very meticulous way, to help with the disinfection. I will also ask the IDF to take care of certain installations." Health Ministry Deputy Director General Itamar Grotto told a Cannes public broadcaster that Netanyahu's plan was inefficient. "Children and teenagers can get infected, but their death rate is very low," Grotto said. "I do not think that disinfection is the solution, it is a secondary step. More care should be taken over contact between people." According to statistics website Worldometers, the death rate among teenagers has been 0.2%. 25 Israelis have been confirmed to have contracted the virus. One of them, a 38-year-old bus driver from East Jerusalem who chauffeured Greek pilgrims, is in serious condition and is fighting for his life, Netanyahu said.